Good morning and welcome to St. James Westminster. We have made it to Advent 4. Congratulations, everybody. I have a few announcements as Michael makes his way to the front. First, a huge thank you to the Altar Guild and everyone who came yesterday and prepared the sanctuary for worship. Isn't it beautiful in here this morning? Tonight we have the Lessons and Carols service, and I am sure it will be a wonderful way to take a few moments out of your day and to transition from Advent to the joyful celebration of Christmas. So please consider joining us this evening. And finally, for those of you looking beyond Christmas, don't forget that we are hosting a party for the Deanery children on January 11th to celebrate the Epiphany of our Lord from 3 to 5 on the Saturday. Michael.
So it was the week before Christmas, and both priests caught a cold. You wouldn't have thought so. They're not all that old. If you wouldn't mind praying for us as we get into this busy season, that would be great. But I do have two different announcements. The first one is I was talking on the phone with Kevin Dixon, who some of you might know. He served as an interim here, a great priest and friend of St. James. He wanted me to let you know that he has been appointed as the rector of St. Jude's Church in London here, beginning in mid-January. So we're very excited for him, and we'll look for wonderful opportunities to connect with St. James and St. Jude's and see what we can do together. The second announcement that I have is a little less positive. Anna Woodson, who is a beloved member of the choir, passed away on Wednesday. I was able to be there about an hour before she passed. We shared communion, anointing, and prayers. It was a beautiful moment, and she said to me that she was ready to go. And so, very powerful, very tough right before Christmas, but a gift to know that she was ready. There'll be a funeral for her on January 4th, times to be determined. Thank you.
We do bring all that we are feeling to worship, and today is no different. From the Christ who was, is, and shall be, grace and peace be with you.
And also with you. O circle of green, with your candles so bright, showing the way with your guiding light. Holy One, Holy One,
Holy One, Holy One.
As we gather together, hearing your grace, all creation praises your name.
All creation praises.
All creation praises.
All creation praises your name.
With your candles so bright, showing the way with your guiding light. Holy One, Holy One,
Holy One, Holy One.
As we gather together, bearing your grace, All creation praises your name. All creation praises.
All creation praises.
All creation praises your name. All creation.
Love shines in the darkness. It shines in the shadows. It will not cower and cannot be contained.
Love was the hope of the saints, the call of the prophets. It was the fire in the belly of John the Baptist.
Love was in the faith of his mother, Elizabeth, and in the courage of Jesus' mother, Mary.
Lamp in the window, beacon on the hill, star in the night sky, love, you lead us home.
We light the candle for love, may it light the way.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who chose the Virgin Mary, full of grace, to be the mother of our Lord and Savior, now fill us with your grace, that we in all things may embrace your will and with her rejoice in your salvation, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the book of Micah. You, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Hear, O shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock. Shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim, in the presence of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your strength and come to help us. Restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angered despite the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have given them bowls of tears to drink. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. You have made us the derision of our neighbors, and our enemies laugh us to scorn. Restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Please be seated. Who is Mary to you? What do you think about her? She can elicit some strong opinions. For some, she is the important person, and she should be recognized as such. Mary is the Theotokos, the God-bearer. She can and does bring our concerns to God if we ask her to, because she loves us just as she loves Jesus. For others, Mary is simply a young woman. Yes, Jesus' mom, but not someone to be venerated or celebrated in a special way. We remember her primarily because she was ordinary. She was human and flawed, just like us. Holy Mary, meek and mild. Or Mary, the modern-day feminist, fierce advocate for wealth redistribution and the rights of the downtrodden. If you haven't had the opportunity to sit down and read all the parts of the Gospel of Luke that refer to Mary, I highly recommend it. We tend to pluck out one part of her story at a time, and so it can be hard to get a clear sense of who Mary is. It seems to me that how each of us sees Mary has a lot to do with the parts of her story that we know best. When it comes to the story we will hear on Tuesday, the story of Jesus' birth, Mary is obviously present. She gives birth in a stable. She swaddles baby Jesus in bands of cloth. She and Joseph receive the shepherds. And the whole time, she is utterly silent. She doesn't say a thing. The closest we get to hearing anything from Mary is when we are told that she pondered and treasured all that the shepherds said in her heart. No wonder many of us think of her as meek and mild, a quiet, retiring presence in the life of Jesus. This morning's gospel, though, paints a different picture of Mary. Mary travels to see her cousin. There's no mention of anyone going with her. So we're left to assume that young Mary traveled alone from town to town to visit her cousin. Seems pretty bold. Once she gets there, she greets Elizabeth. The meeting is remarkable because both Mary and Elizabeth sound an awful lot like prophets. John the Baptist leaps in Elizabeth's womb at the sound of Mary's voice. Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and proclaims that Mary is truly blessed, that Mary does Elizabeth honor by visiting. And then, like in the Disney movies, Mary bursts into song. And what a song she sings. Mary quotes Hannah, Samuel's mother. So Mary knows her scripture. Mary knows the promises that God has made to Israel. She knows what God's kingdom will mean. And she joyfully declares that the time when those promises will be fulfilled is now. I could go on, but I will not, I promise. Suffice it to say, the more of Mary's story that you read and hear, the more Mary's character deepens. Mary is special. She has more faith than Elizabeth's husband, the righteous Zechariah, priest in the temple of God. She is humble. She sees that she is so small and so unworthy of this task that God gives her. She is incredibly strong and brave. She is wise, and she takes time to reflect on what God is doing in the world. Mary is special, and she is special because she is like us. We can all be like Mary because all that we know about Mary, all that we value from her story, all comes from the same place, a deep, abiding love of God. She can do all the incredible things that she does because she knows that it is God who leads her. This love is not a miracle or a special gift that only she receives. Mary loves God because God loved her and her people first. And so Mary's story can remind us that God loves us as well. That God invites each of us into this long story of salvation, just like God invited Mary. We all have a part to play. We all need to work for the kingdom of God, but that work is simply to let God love us, to sit back and to be loved fully and completely as we are, because that's actually all that Mary did. That's what enabled Mary to say yes to God's incredible invitation. She let God's love inform all that she did and all that she was. And letting God love us allows us to love God back. And loving God back, well, that's the first step in actually loving ourselves and all the other people in the world. Not as any one of us deserves, but as God loves us. And when we love God and ourselves and one another, well, that's when all things become possible. At the Kids Camino this past week, the gathering of children that happens on Tuesday evenings at 6:30, we made stockings for Jesus. And we talked about what kinds of things we would put in a stocking if we were to give one to Jesus. What kind of gifts we think Jesus would want us to give. As we get ready for Christmas, as we start to share gifts with one another, I cannot think of a better gift that we could offer the little baby Jesus than our deep, abiding love. Amen. Please stand. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say,
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. Seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Angel sender, you asked a woman child to be the mother of God, and a carpenter to shelter her from ridicule and to parent her child. Your angel told them not to be afraid, and they consented to do your will. As you did with Mary and Joseph, you ask of us the unimaginable. You pull us outside of our comfort zones, but you do not leave us there alone. Holy Spirit, come upon us. Make us pregnant with your new life, for nothing is impossible with you, O God. We pray for the Church Universal, that we may be your willing servants, singing your praise and doing your will. We pray for leaders and followers in all faiths and traditions to seek the common good and to use our gifts of faith to cherish the earth and all its peoples and creatures. Holy Spirit, come upon us. Make us pregnant with your new life.
For
for nothing is impossible with you, O God. You who knock mighty ones from their high places, we pray for leaders of nations and movements, and for those with great influence or power. We are afraid, afraid of those blinded to the needs of humanity by their drive for domination. We fear those who make war. May your divine reversal elevate the humble and deprived. Bring peace in our time. Holy Spirit, come upon them. Make them pregnant with your new life. For nothing is impossible with you, O God. Creator, we pray for the world so scarred and disordered by our unchecked appetites. We have fracked the earth to the brink of destruction to satisfy our appetite for oil. We have polluted our waterways and eradicated species of every type of creature. Give us the will and the means to protect and restore our home, this beautiful planet. Holy Spirit, come upon us. Make us pregnant with your new life. For nothing is impossible with you, O God. You who fill the hungry with good things, we pray for our community and our parish. The hunger is great, not only for food, but for homes and opportunities, for acceptance and belonging, for the chance to contribute in meaningful ways. We hold our holy hungers before your grace. Holy Spirit, come upon us. Make us pregnant with your new life, for nothing is impossible with you, O God. Merciful One, give relief and comfort to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. For those who have asked for our prayers, we pray. Sylvia, Robert, Gavin, Catherine, Brian, Trevor, Sherry, Stavros, Reed, Marilyn, Elizabeth, Kate, Bonnie, Joan, Kevin, Lupe, and family, Karen and Grace, Dawn and Nancy, Mary, Joan, Darlene, John, David. For those on our hearts, especially those for whom peace and joy seem impossible, for those whose sorrows are known by only you, Holy Spirit, come upon them. Make them pregnant with your new life, for nothing is impossible with you, O God. We remember those who have died, Anna Woodson, and we pray for those close to death and all who mourn, near or far. Holy Spirit, come upon us. Receive them into your new life. For nothing is impossible with you, O God. Holy is your name, O God. You take what is dry and barren and turn it into something new and alive. You turn our expectations and conventions upside down and shower mercy upon us. May your creative spirit find a home in us. May we say yes to you. We rejoice in you. Tiny Child, Holy Mother, and Savior. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess sins. We have not loved you with our hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated, everyone. We have a long and rich tradition of music here at St. James Westminster that predates me by many, many decades. The person who brought me here, Peter Clements, about 25 years ago, wrote this beautiful anthem for the choir when we first started, and we've looked at it and revisited a little bit, and we're going to do a special presentation of the anthem. We see that Peter and Iris are here today. And we just hope this adds to the start of the Christmas season for you. It's a beautiful work. In some ways, a very challenging work for all of us to put together. It has many parts, but it's very beautiful and very exciting. And the piece is dedicated to Frieda Pope. And I see that Jim and Sue Smyth are here. Sue is Frieda's daughter. I was thinking just this morning, looking out, and of all the members of the choir who have been part of the music here over the years, and many who are no longer with us. And so I'm thinking about that this morning, and we think of all the choir members present who are so dedicated and so supportive of the music here. So we hope you enjoy this piece. Peter entitled it Glory, Glory. It's based on a poem by Christina Rossetti, and there's a beautiful article of it in the Chimes this month, our newsletter, so you can read a little bit more about it. And special thanks to Paul Grambo, our conductor, and Paul Stevenson, our trumpet soloist.
Gracious God, by the power of the Spirit who sanctified the mother of your Son, make holy all we offer you this day. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who in the fullness of time came among us in our flesh and opened to us the way of salvation. Now we watch for the day when he will come again in power and great triumph to judge this world, that we, without shame or fear, may rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil, and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, God of promise, you prepare a banquet for us in your kingdom.
Happy are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin.
continue in prayer. Faithful God, in this sacrament we receive the promise of salvation. May we, like the Virgin Mary, be obedient to your will. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
Be steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and untiring in love all the days of your life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Before our closing hymn, I was reminded that I said, join us this evening for the Lessons and Carols. It is at 4. Join us later today, in the late afternoon, the early evening, 4 p.m. for Lessons and Carols. My friends, go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.